Welcome. Won't you please come in? Yes. This is my play loft. And I'm grateful that you have agreed to come interview to be my good girl. There are, I think, a few tasks to be accomplished if I were to be called daddy. Here, I will list them. But keep in mind, these are not things I take lightly. They are not frivolous, as some of our escapades might seem. Each one of these would have to be undertaken in complete seriousness. Even perhaps in this order. First, I would need to demonstrate who my good girl is. Note that I said I would need to demonstrate, not you, because being a daddy is a responsibility undertaken, not a responsibility given. A demonstration like this would start with my handprints on your thighs, from a few sharp, instructive spanks. I would be sitting on the edge of the bed, and I would pat my lap, letting you lay across my legs with your ass in the air. Then I would begin putting my handprints on your skin, along your thighs. I would cup and knead your skin as it turned red. I like to feel your flesh getting hot as I leave marks on you. I find comfort in the massage, the soothing contact between each stroke, a delicious juxtaposition to the pain. And naturally, I want to feel my good girl's thighs under my fingertips. I would not spank your ass, mind you, but lower on the legs. That way it's visible when you wear shorts or underwear around the house. There's no need for you to count the spanks. Not this time. You're not in trouble. This is more of a ritual than a punishment. Next, I would have you kneel on the floor, naked, on your knees. Your hands should be folded in your lap. You may cross and uncross your feet while you sit on them to relieve some of the pain. From now on, in this session, we will call this the good girl position. I would first walk around you, lean over you, inspecting my good girl, making sure you're in the proper good girl position, that you're ready and eager for me. Then I would bend down to pinch and then suck at the skin of your forearms, moving up your shoulders with my teeth. Again, as the daddy, it's my duty to show you off, to mark you as you are mine. And after I've marked you, you will only be allowed to wear tank tops or sports bras or nothing at all around the house until the marks have healed entirely. Then we may need to reapply. While you're in the good girl position, I may be tempted to relieve some of my own frustrations on you. Seeing my good girl fidgeting, trying not to whine, crossing and uncrossing her feet, would no doubt have me somewhat bothered. As the daddy, it is my duty to remind you at every opportunity what you are and aren't allowed to put in your mouth. This, above all else, must always be my cock. I would be gentle at first. Really, as a daddy, it's my place to instruct you properly, not to perform the task. I would cup your head and lightly guide you to suck. If you do this well, folding your tongue around the underside of my shaft, sucking with proper enthusiasm. Until I start to moan. Then I will praise you. I will tell you what a good girl you are. How proud I am. How hard you've worked. And I will reward you with my cum. But if you do not take my gentle guidance, and you show too little eagerness with my cock in your mouth, then I will be forced to use a firmer hand to be rough with that pretty mouth of yours to take what I need. I would make you gag, setting the pace myself until I spilled myself down your throat. Then I would calmly explain what your daddy expects of you next time. Spanks can hurt, and taking a cock can leave you breathless. So, from here I would fasten a pair of pink good girl cuffs around your wrists, with your hands behind your back. I would sit on the edge of the bed and pull you into my lap, legs up, with my arm behind your back to steady you. If you wish, you can rest your head against my chest, or sit upright and look into my eyes. That I leave to you. Here with you in my lap, it is where you would be rewarded for being so patient, so brave, as I have marked you. I would massage your welts, your bruises, and the scrapes from my teeth. I would kiss the hurt and make it better. And I would rock you gently against me as I explore lower with my hand, massaging your ass and between your legs, massaging your good girl parts. And when I felt you were ready, I would ask if you'd like Daddy to take you to bed. When you nod, I would lay you back on the bed. The hardest part of being a daddy is knowing what's best, when to use restraint, and when a daddy should allow his good girl to come. I would stand over you, over the bed, and with one hand on your freshly marked neck and the other on your sex, I would insert a finger, pressing my palm down firmly, while my other hand tightened around your throat. Not enough to deprive you or make you wheeze, but to let you know you are under my control, that Daddy's got you. I would watch you squirm as I worked you into a frenzy. And when you were wet and gyrating, I would insert another finger. I would take you with my eyes, admiring your beauty, your good behavior, all while my strong hands continued their probing, searching for your favorite spots. A spot which, when hit just right, you arch your back. You can't help but close your eyes and grab the sheets and cry out for me. And then I would whisper these three words into your ear. Good girls squirt. If a toy is needed, I would retrieve it from my toolbox by the bed. If music would soothe you, I would find us a lullaby. But I would, for as long as it took, play with my good girl until she soaked the bed. Until I knew she was satisfied, breathless, panting, quivering. And after I towel you off and change you into something dry, I would unlock the cuffs and bring you down the hall to my room, to Daddy's bed. And there, I would tuck you in and read you a bedtime story. Oh, yes. Something to make you tingle. Something naughty and erotic. Something like this. Because being a daddy is a responsibility undertaken. Ooh. You want to be my good girl. Yeah. Yes. Stay here with me, baby.